Ireland's vulnerable trading position was underlined in yesterday's White House meeting, with Donald Trump repeatedly making it clear that he wanted US drug companies to return to America. At the meeting, President Trump didn't hold back when it came to US pharmaceutical companies operating in Ireland.
The pharmaceutical companies started to go to Ireland. I would have said, that's okay if you want to go to Ireland. I think it's great. But if you want to sell anything into the United States, I'm going to put a 200% tariff on you, so you're never going to be able to sell anything into the United States. You know what they would have done? They would have stayed here.
Ireland is the world's third largest exporter of pharmaceuticals, and 9 of the 10 biggest pharma companies have a base here. Oliver O'Connor is the chief executive of the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association, which represents the industry. He's been giving me his response to President Trump's comments.
Pharmaceutical manufacturing has been happening in Ireland for over 50 years, and it is the result of 50 years of continuity of policy, of organising ourselves to be business friendly and having a very skilled and flexible workforce. And that investment comes from Japan, from Europe, and of course from the United States as well. So many of the companies that have invested here over that very long time have made these decisions to make medicines, indeed for the world, from Ireland. And I think we can expect that to continue.
Donald Trump, though, listening to his comments yesterday, he made it clear again that he favours large tariffs on US pharmaceutical companies who manufacture here and export back to America. Is this something that the companies are prepared for?
Well, I think so. I mean, this has been in the air for a while. And obviously, tariffs apply not just to Ireland. Tariffs would apply at European Union level. But in regard to medicines or pharmaceuticals, it has been tariff-free for 30 years for good reasons, because tariffs raise costs at the end of the day, and they raise difficulty of barriers to access to products. And that's not a good thing for medicines globally, neither in the United States or Europe or anywhere in the world. So for good reason, there haven't been tariffs. Obviously, companies have been thinking about this, but there is no proposal yet to react to.
Is the threat, though, this threat of tariffs that keeps coming up and again, is it being discussed at the moment between the companies and between yourselves and the government and agencies like the IDA?
Yes, we have a lot of confidence that the government has fully focused on the area with the European Union, because after all, the European Union has competence in trade. And they've been focused on this with the European Union for quite a long time. And indeed, I'm sure they have discussed it in all the visits to the United States at the moment. So I think they do have a good handle on it. And I think the European Union is considering this very carefully. The one thing that our industry has been asking for at a European Union level, it has been that if there are tariffs coming from the United States, not to retaliate with tariffs on pharmaceuticals or medicines themselves. Because after all, Ireland and indeed Europe makes medicines for the world from our location, not just for the United States. And it's very important to keep those barriers to access, to keep them low.
Another issue that arose yesterday was the question of whether all this rhetoric is having an impact on some big companies. And Eli Lilly, I think, was mentioned in the Oval Office yesterday. The question is, are they now promising to create more jobs in the United States because of what Mr. Trump has been saying?
Well, obviously, companies are making their own decisions, but let me just put something in perspective. I believe there are over a million jobs in the United States in manufacturing, in pharmaceuticals. And in Ireland, there would be about 50,000. Not all those 50,000 are from US companies, maybe 30,000 or something like that. So the scale of the United States is enormous. The scale of Europe is enormous in terms of there's a million jobs also in Europe in pharmaceuticals. It is a strategic industry recognised in the recent Draghi report on competitiveness. So the numbers of jobs in Ireland has to be seen in that context. And companies have invested for the long term.
Are pharmaceutical companies, are they continuing to create jobs here?
Well, they are indeed. I mean, but their decisions to invest would have been taken quite a long time ago. And a lot of them are building out the existing investments they have here. And so they continuously add new products or new product lines or new technologies into what they're doing here. And those decisions are taken, have quite a long pipeline before they actually result in jobs and exports. So I would imagine that the companies will think very carefully about continuing the business they want to do for making medicines globally from Ireland.
You're not aware, are you then, of any companies holding off on investment because of the current instability?
Well, I'm not aware. I haven't been told of that. And of course, I'm sure that the companies stay in very close contact with IDA Ireland and indeed with the government at a high level about their plans. But of course, you know, over those 50 years and indeed those 50,000 jobs, there's always been an ebb and flow in that. And they're not the same jobs now as they were 30 years ago. But we're confident that with the new IDA strategy and Enterprise Ireland work, etc., that there will be 50,000 jobs or more in 5 years' time as well. But as I say, there will always be an ebb and flow in what the nature of the jobs are.
Just finally, the gist of Donald Trump's comments yesterday was that US companies are in Ireland for tax reasons and that he would have made sure that this didn't happen. Apart from the favourable tax rate, why would a company choose to invest in Ireland?
Well, there is a very skilled workforce now in biopharmaceutical manufacturing, and we have an organisation called NIBRT that is a training organisation based in UCD that the government and IDA supports, which has very high skilled training in bioprocessing. Indeed, it's sharing that knowledge internationally now, and that's one of the main reasons that we have continuous investments from Asia, Japan, as I say, from Europe and so on, in Ireland, they find a business-friendly environment and a good workforce. I suppose, like all investment, we have to work on the things that we can deliver ourselves, all those things that are important, like energy and water and infrastructure and housing, to continue this investment.
And that was Oliver O'Connor, Chief Executive of the Irish Pharmaceutical Healthcare Association.